Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 5, where our practice takes us to verses 21 through 26. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, "You shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment." But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment, and whoever says to his brother, "Raca," will be answerable to the Sanhedrin, and whoever says, "You fool," will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. How do you show your repulse with someone you have loved your entire life? By loving them, praying for them, always seeking a resolution no matter the situation. Say you're sorry even if you feel that you are not in the wrong. I'm sorry goes a long way. I'm sorry, Alexandra and Ellen, my two oldest, I pray for every day. Seek to reconcile and not stir what happened or failed to happen into a flame that sees disgust and not trust. If the trust is broken, then pray it can be mended with patience, passion, and persistence. Everything our Lord asks us to give in every aspect our life has to offer. Find something to care about and give to that situation over and over and over and over again. I pray for my two oldest each day, hoping they will forgive my PTSD reactions of wanting to kill myself over sharing the shame of trauma or what that made you feel like as a person. I would think one would understand that forced sexual behavior from another man would be seen as such a forgivable offense that cause a reaction of life's inability to rid the shame you carry. A woke environment seems to hurt the lives of others by the decision one makes, unwilling to see forgiveness as the beauty of living redeemed. I overcame in the name of Jesus Christ, and that too is tough for someone to find understanding of living for a Savior. I, for one, seek the lost, lonely and languished, sharing the face of Christ as the forgiveness I want to see and become. I miss my two oldest. I miss my grandchildren involved. I know this isn't good for their soul of life. I know my Lord will heal them as I give to others how to cope, sharing love, faith, and hope of salvation instead of handing others a death from hanging on the end of a piece of rope. Nope. Jesus. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We spent some time with Gabriel, Julian, and Julian number two, the grandson, yesterday for Christmas. It was a beautiful opportunity to hold and embrace the love that we feel and share there. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen. She had a stroke, the grandmother of Brittany. She's doing much better. She got a feeding tube yesterday. She's having trouble swallowing, so they want to make sure that she gets something to nourish her body. It's been about 10 days since she's had a meal. We pray for her granddaughter, Brittany, as we do each day. She's had a clear brain cancer scan. Amen. We continue to pray for her healing and her miraculous turnaround. We pray for Holy Mother Church. And Jesus, we pray for Holy Mother in the name of Louis, who is our prisoner in transition. And a novena prayer for our neighbor Thelma. We begin a novena day two for somebody who is wanting to have a baby to be born. We pray in the name of Jesus that that takes place. Amen. We pray all of this in Jesus' precious blood. By his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life. It's Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Name my poem comes from a study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 5 with verses 21 through 26 today. Our practice leads us to a four-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Gifts Give with No Fuss. Kill not shall you, ancestors yours heard, judgment liable, kill whoever. You say I too, liable, judgment spurred, brother angry, judgment liable forever. Sanhedrin answers your disgust, Raca your brother, cuss if you must. Fool you, say Gehenna, fiery lust. Altar gift leave, go seek your brother to trust. Brother, reconcile first, gift give with no fuss. Opponent, quickly settle your mistrust. Court's way will become disgust to discuss. Judges otherwise will give you to the guard. Prison throne will all the other with all the other retards. Say amen, Jesus was willing to bombard. Penny last paid, you're released. He will safeguard. Amen. I am Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It is December 22nd, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we close today at 8:44 in the name of Jesus. Have an awesome day in the name of Jesus. God bless our good friends, John and Marie, as we do each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. We're going to make that a 9:03 novena close today. In Jesus' name, amen.